AM 570 LA Sports.
I want to hear it, man. I'm desperate to hear it.
This is the Petros and Money Show.
Best case scenario.
Mad Money Smith.
Worst case scenario.
Petros Papadakis.
What am I doing here? I'm humiliated.
Available on the iHeartRadio app.
Now online at am570lasports.com.
This is Petros and Money.
Hey, look right here.
LeBron James.
You said it, man.
You just got killed by a Daewoo Lanos, motherfucker. How you like me now, huh?
Tim, he was all over him like a hobo in a ham sandwich, man. He was, whoo, that was a big time hit.
Right over there, there's some people smoking weed.
What's the matter with you?
Like a hobo in a ham sandwich, man. He was, whoo, that was a big time hit.
Even in Siberia, there is happiness.
Going it on, Vic. Good to have Vic back with us today.
Yay!
The app was repaired. The connection reestablished. And Vic the Brick.
Yeah. Well.
Joined us in the 3 o'clock hour. Sure. This is our final hour. We are going to Clipper basketball. That's why we do not have a full 4 hours today, even though the Dodgers have a day off before their four-game series starts tomorrow against the Padres. If you want to hear what Vic had to say, go ahead and podcast the show, and that's how you can get the other two code words, by the way, if you had missed those in the 3 o'clock and 4 o'clock hour as you are looking to collect 8.
Vic was excited. You know, he was...
I missed you!
He was on the show hard. You'd almost want to say, like, hard, like a hobo on a ham sandwich. He was on top of it.
Woo!
You know, now that I've heard Softy's boner sound compared to our
it
boner.
Sucks. Our sucks.
Softy, we like, if you want to podcast that, on KJR on the iHeartRadio app, just like you can podcast our whole show on the iHeartRadio app. I do a weekly thing brought to you by Sweet James, who joined the show today with Softy in Seattle. And Matt happened to come on with us, so it's not the first time, but Matt happened to come on with us today and chop it up. And we found out that Softy has like a deeper, more like unfurling sound, like a boner sound, compared to our boner sound, which is just a real...
Ours is...
Sounds junior high.
And his really big...
Yeah. Hey, you guys in the shower? You know, like, that's us, right. You know, and his is like the Space Needle.
Hey, I scored my dad's Playboy.
Yeah, you know. Hey, is that real Bush? Yeah, instead, yeah. You know, and Softies is like... Yeah, you know.
Yeah, I guess we can go for the third time tonight.
Yeah, Robin Givens is coming over. Gong. Pull out the Space Needle. Gong. It's time for the final hour fun fact.
It's fun in effect. It's the hour 3.
Fun facts. Fun facts.
There is a single ATM in Antarctica. It is operated by Wells Fargo.
That's awesome.
It takes Wells Fargo 10 months to prepare to service its ATM. The employee they send must undergo a psychological evaluation just in case they are stranded, which has happened before, in Antarctica because flights are canceled for the season.
Yeah, you got to stay for months.
Stay for months.
Uh-huh.
For the season.
But what does the currency get you?
Is there like Mickey an Applebee's?
D's? Yeah,
like, exactly. That's what I said. What?
Is it Denny's?
I guess so.
I don't know.
Maybe when the cruise ship comes down, like Rob Parker was on,
you get to the bar.
A little bit of action.
The Rusty Pelican.
Right?
You know, that's interesting. I want to go down there to see if there's like, where's Main Street? You know, is there a...
It's like if you desperately need money and you go to the ATM and it's like, we charge a convenience fee of $1,000 to use this ATM. Well, I do need the cash.
Kate will show up, be like, hey, we're here for a couple sweat. My wife and I, couple sauna. Anybody, please?
The PMS like... quick hits. I'll make it quick, y'all.
Oh.
Oh, yeah! Four-game series with the Padres tomorrow. Walker Buehler versus the evil weather machine, Ryan Weathers. The pitching matchup is tomorrow night. Weathers, Buehler. 5 o'clock hour code words.
Here comes the code word.
One of eight.
A one of eight?
This is 6 of 8. 6 of 8.
You still got to get two more. 6 a.m., 7 a.m. tomorrow. But your 5 o'clock hour code words.
6 of 8.
Couldn't even make it one word to make it easy. We got to say code words. Think blue. Think blue.
One of the 6 o'clock hour, one of the 7 o'clock hour tomorrow on Scam. And then if you have all 8 code words.
I don't got to listen to this sh**.
Apparently. The Lakers are taking on the Mavericks tomorrow.
Hey, those tickets are worth $2,000, okay?
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks, Gates.
How much does it cost to get us to explain it to people?
Sheesh.
Anthony Davis said he's going to play tomorrow night if he feels good.
Do we have sound of that?
He said it during shoot around.
If you feel good tomorrow, is the plan to play?
Yes.
Hey, Anthony, you going to play? Yes.
Very poignant.
If you feel good tomorrow, is the plan to play?
Yes.
Anything could maybe hold you back? No. So you're definitely going to play tomorrow? Yes.
If you feel good tomorrow, is the plan to play?
Yes.
All right, good talk.
The NFL is going to release their whole schedule, and Matt will go through it with a fine-tooth comb with us on May 12th, per sources.
We start the timpani now. We'll hit the horns on May 12th.
They're going to allow skill players on both sides of the ball to wear single-digit numbers now. That's cool.
The window came because of the taxi squad, like Major League Baseball has. Your practice squad has 15 players because
extra
of COVID.
Guys.
And they ran out of some numbers. Some guys were wearing the same number.
Warren Moon is geeked.
Exactly right.
Under the new rule, DBs can go 1 through 49. Running backs, fullbacks, tight ends, H-backs, wide receivers, 1 through 49, 80 through 89. I still like a tight end and a 90, but you only see that in college. O-line, 50 to 79, standard.
I think before in the NFL, only interior line, or centers, something like that. It was only interior linemen that could have 50 through 59.
Yeah, that was stupid. 50 through 79 and 90 through 99 for your D linemen and the linebackers, 1 through 59 and 90 through 99. But you stay away from the 60s. No more. No more. I mean, you can't be Ray Nitschke.
What was LeVar Arrington, 2?
LeVar? I thought he wore number 1.
1?
Or at least in college.
It was a single digit for sure.
Yeah.
So that's coming back. There's going to be a mad scramble.
The whole Super League fell apart. Now everybody's groveling and apologizing.
Oh, all right, mate. All bad.
They heard your haughty attitude in the $4 billion, Matt, and they turned around and ran.
They're cowards. The fans of the crappy teams are like, hey, what about us then, eh?
What about home?
Hey, Grady Bastards, what about us, eh?
Not in the head with this Super League. We'll die out here.
I think Juventus died on that island. Well, we are still going to do a Super League.
There's like one team now. We're going to have an inner squad.
You're fired. Oh, no.
Yeah, the fans got all mad, say they were removing their banners and all that stuff.
They had a huge, at Chelsea, they had a 1,000-person protest that blocked the driveway into Stamford Bridge. They couldn't get the bus out to go to their match.
And that guy came out and he was like, please!
Peter Cech, playful.
Dylan Hernandez will join us to discuss it tomorrow. I'm just kidding.
I was going to say, really?
We'll be back with more PMS on AM 570 LA Sports. We have minor sports stories and great sports talk. And if you thought
great sports talk
that collecting 8 code words and then waiting for a cue to call in the morning tomorrow overnight was not enough, we still have another homework assignment for you. Stay tuned next so you can find out how to be an upstanding member of the PMS Listener Conglomerate. We don't run the union.
No, we don't.
Petros and Money.
PMS.
With LA Sports. Now.
Say so you're driving through the night just to see you. Got my pedal pushed to the floor. Cause it's been so long since I've seen you. Now I'm coming through that door, baby.
Petros and Money, AM 570 LA Sports, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. We just gave away the last code word of today. You'll have to pick up 2 more tomorrow in order to win the 6-pack of tickets.
You mean my work is not done?
Like,
no. You know, so the Bible kind of says be done with stuff while the sun goes, you know.
Your head goes to pillow knowing there is more work to do in the morning.
Oh, yes.
Kate says it's 6 and 7.
It's like
6 a.m., 7 a.m., you will get two more code words to have eight total. Sweet Jesus.
If giving away these tickets was like ordering a dessert, it would be the souffle of giveaways.
Right.
I mean, it's like
too late, sir, unless you intend to stay another 45 minutes.
You have to order this hours in advance. In this case, you have to set up your whole day plus to get these tickets because they're worth so much and so valuable.
Two G's worth of tickets. They are field level section 3. Now, what
still seem like a lot, Matt.
What Cates is suggesting.
You're not guaranteed to win even if you stay up all night.
Cates is encouraging, I don't know if you would call it cheating, but he's encouraging the you've missed nothing method, which is just go to the podcast and download the hours.
Ooh.
Noon, 1, 2, 3, 4, and this hour, 5 from the last segment, and you would get all 6 code words.
And then in the morning, you turn it around.
You can listen live and just listen live at 6 and 7, and that's how you win the 6-pack. So you didn't really have to listen for the 6 straight hours. You can just podcast and put it at 2x speed, and that way you'll get all the code words. So there you go. Little tip moving forward. I guess we don't care so much about people listening terrestrially anymore as we do downloading the podcast.
Well, that's not true.
Well,
Nielsen is still a man life.
It seems like Neil and his sons are sending you to the podcast world when it comes to this contest,
yeah,
boss.
Yeah, I've always extended a middle finger to Neil and all his youngsters.
They're entitled a-holes.
I'm tired.
Their dad did all the work.
Tired of them. And Matt, you know what? You could be tired of Adam Oslin, but it doesn't matter. He's going to come on tonight at 6 o'clock. There's no Dodger game tonight, but Clippers-Memphis. The Dodger stuff is all Dodgers-Padres, which we all have a great deal to be excited about. Starting again tomorrow, that's why we have Cates in the Morning. With Steve Sachs.
We got a double scam. Scam Thursday, scam Friday, 6-pack ticket giveaways for the Dodgers-Padres game. My goodness! These things are going for like $400 a pop on the secondary market just for get-ins.
Pretty exciting time to be a Dodger fan and a Padre fan. Southern California baseball is alive like a Newport with pleasure.
Ooh.
But it is time.
Do not be suckered in.
Mint clouds of black death.
Advertisements directed in our neighborhood.
No, I am not a prophet, but I know the minty cloud of black death in my neighborhood.
Can I bum a cool? You want the mild or the unfiltered?
Minor sports, Matt. Speaking
minor
of death,
sports stories
killing
for
ourselves.
Great sports talk.
Fat?
No, how dare you?
It sounded like fat.
Another rat.
Oh, rat.
Another rat. Play my rock and roll suicide. Decided this morning to end its life in my pool. If you're new here on the show, what are you, new? I have a pool that is small. I live in a wooded area. Rats go to my pool to die. This is at least a baker's dozen over the 5 years.
Is that right?
That I have lived there.
You choose to say that instead of the unlucky number 13?
This is at least 11.
Okay.
At least. I have an extreme aversion to going near or touching dead rats.
Your wife has to scoop them out.
Even with the pool net. Usually I run. I make my wife do it.
My wife!
And resentment grows in the house like a bamboo shoot. But today, you'll be happy to know that I made my own failed attempt to extract the rat in a trash bag with the pool net.
Failed attempt.
Well, things got all tangled up. And, you know, my wife came out and kind of made it.
My wife!
Like, made it worse. And then just relieved me.
Well, how hard is it? You
of
scoop the rat, you put it in the bag, and you're good.
It got tangled. I was, I'm not a lacrosse expert like Layla Cates. Okay? I don't know how to, I was having a hard time getting the rat out.
So you got the pool scoop.
It was just, I was relieved of my duties by my wife. And then my daughter got involved and insisted on seeing the dead rat,
good
which to me is unfathomable. And my daughter is like 5. And she yelled, cool!
That's the appropriate response for a five-year-old.
It's not cool.
It is cool.
It's not cool that that rat decided to end its life again in my pool.
Circle of life, man.
Top to bottom, a horrifying experience on a Wednesday at our house. But I did take a step, and I have to say, more than ever in my history, participated more in the extraction of the rat than I ever had previously.
Did you touch the rat?
No one touched the rat.
No, I mean, like, did you actually?
I scooped it out of the pool.
You got scoop on
the
rat.
I scooped it out of the pool.
You couldn't get it into the bag.
I had a hard time getting into the bag.
Gotcha.
But I scooped it out.
That's a step.
Thank you. Thank you for acknowledging that. I appreciate it. It means a lot.
It is weird to feel the weight of that dead animal.
Well, it's a pretty heavy net there. I don't expect thanks or congratulations. I don't.
No, you won't get it.
Well, you know, you kind of, you know, you gave me another credit that I'm looking for.
I tip it a cap.
Can we have like a video where somebody tips their cap to me?
Tip it a cap. Petros for doing half of the rat extraction from their pool, leaving only half of the duty to his wife.
I didn't expect
thanks. And his five-year-old daughter.
Thanks or congratulations, and I did not get them at home.
You should give the pool scoop to Callie, see if she can do the whole process. Right?
It's too heavy for her.
Oh, is it?
She'd go in with the rat.
Gotcha. Don't want that.
No!
But what if you get her like a little kitty scoop?
I'm tired of this.
Like one of them butterfly nets.
Then she would have a hard time getting all the way down there.
Gotcha.
I mean, I'm having a hard time with the fact that, like, and I knew it was a rat. The second I walked out in the morning, 6:30 in the morning, I see my pool, and I know there's a rat there. And then I went downstairs, and I resigned myself for like a half hour. Like, I'm going to go deal with this myself. And then, you know, I got about halfway there. Halfway there. I don't like to do it.
Then you wash your hands. It's no big deal.
It upsets me and my countenance. Mm. When I stepped on the rat accidentally in the blanket in my office, I had to be in bed for like 6 hours until I could be coaxed out. All right? Just give me a break.
Terrible.
Terrible to
terrible.
You. You're terrible.
You're terrible.
Minor sports stories. Nope,
a rat
for great
nuts.
Sports talk.
T.O.
T.O.
Thousand Oaks is mourning today, Matt. Can I have, like, a Kings kind of... Oh, yeah. Matt out in Thousand Oaks, a big change. After 14 years coaching the Kingsmen...
Oh, no!
...and being an excellent resource to young people, young coaches, and a general champion of a man, not to mention his deep love for great sports talk.
Great sports talk.
Ben McEnroe. Coach Mac of the Thousand Oaks Kalu Kingsmen is rolling out. I will read his statement. Are you ready, Matt?
I'm ready.
Had you heard of this?
I did not.
What's going to happen to
Coach Mac.
What's going to happen to the young Jeremiah?
He ain't going now.
I don't know. Maybe he likes the other guy. I think
Coach Mac was the one that recruited him.
It's been a tremendous honor to lead Kingsmen football at my alma mater. Our family has been blessed by our time at Cal Lutheran. We look forward to staying connected with the program by our friends and the university. But my wife, Cammie, and I have been feeling the calling to work with high school and middle school age student athletes and their families again. And God has given us that opportunity at Grace Community School in Tyler, Texas.
Oh. We hate to lose him, but congratulations, Coach Mack.
My sentiments exactly. Four SCLAC championships, four Division III playoff appearances. He played there, he coached there, and now he's moved to Texas. He did previously go away to coach high school football and then return, so he obviously really likes coaching high school football. I know that.
Good for him.
One of my most...
Beautiful.
One of my most, I guess, indelible memories over the years doing this job was... being invited out to his football camp. I don't know, it's got to be like 10 years ago now, Matt, and getting up early in the morning and driving all the way out to Thousand Oaks and meeting the football team in the locker room in the morning on campus and walking out with them. And they were all big listeners, so they would do like the song of the day, the word of the day, and you know, they kind of integrated it into their daily routine as a football team. Not the first team to ever do that. UC
Northern
Davis.
California.
Yeah, our friend Dallas Sartz was doing it when he was a linebacker coach at...
Tap That Thursday for the Aggies.
Yeah, UC Davis. So good luck to Coach McEnroe, and we will miss you. Yes, Cates.
The front runner to get that job at Kalu, by the way, according to College Football Insiders. Tom Herman.
Is that right?
Former Cal.
Well, I was going to mention, like,
wide receiver.
When I said young coaches that have come up through there, that's one of them. Like, Tom Herman, McEnroe is one of his mentors. So, I mean, it does make sense how they do have a connection.
I guess if you don't want to get out, I mean, what? The guy's got 3 years left on the deal that UT's paying him?
Yeah, maybe Herman wants a simpler life in T.O. for a little while, reconnect with his wife and children, reemerge as USC's head coach. Oh, I don't know.
Tyler, Texas, by the way. Earl Campbell, the Tyler Rose. That's what I think. Tearaway jerseys.
Skull, brother. All right, Matt.
Minor sports stories for great sports talk.
Oh, no. Oh, God, no.
Constantinople.
Constantinople, Istanbul.
No.
Was Constantinople.
Should still be. Let's get some Crusader music. Thank you. Congratulations to Layla Kate, sophomore at Village Christian School. Sophomore! This has long been a lacrosse show. Ever since Matt's daughter became a first Arizona State commit and then a Dartmouth lacrosse college-bound student-athlete. And now Layla, Ruby Cates, recently committed to Grand Canyon University, GCU. And?
Let's go, Lopes.
Coincidence that the GCU advertising is upped all over iHeartRadio platforms?
I think not.
Big grades fall.
Come on.
But Layla Cates, sophomore at Village Christian School, was named the LA Daily News High School Girls Athlete of the Week. Layla had 7 goals and assisted on her sister Ruby's goal. Here's one, Ruby.
Here's my scraps. Get it, Rubes. I need an assist, Rubes. I can't have a 7-0.
Zaid, was that an assist? 12-11 victory, big upset over Vista Murrieta last week. Village Christian is a second-year girls lacrosse program and has knocked off the number one team in the CIF Southern Section Division 3. Each week, publications from the Southern California News Group's properties, including the Orange County Register, the LA Daily News, the Riverside Press Enterprise, known as the Rain Cross Depot, San Gabriel Valley Trib, and the LB Press Telegram, and, of course, the Daily Breeze.
Of course.
The South Bay. Come on. They all select athletes of the week for their respective region, Matt. Each athlete is then entered into an overall Southern California Athlete of the Week vote. And right now, on Twitter,
you can vote.
Whether it's Matt Money Smith, at Matt Money Smith on Twitter, and it's 400,000 followers.
They're all Brazilian porn bots.
At Tim Cates, half of them have a giant ass. The other half, a giant poots. At Tim Cates on Twitter. At Petrus and Money, at the old P. Ronnie's abstaining from this one, I think. But you can go to any of those Twitter accounts.
I believe all the girls should be winners.
Vote now. You never had a vote for Julian. Vote now for Layla Cates.
We need the help. Somehow Temple City is running away with this thing. What the hell kind of push are they getting?
Tired of the Rams.
They had a 14-hour head start on us. Nobody told us about this online vote until
this
morning.
Is that right?
It launched last night.
Yeah, freaking Temple City, some BS softball game. You kidding me? Knocking off Vista Murrieta, 12-11, and she's got 7 goals?
Yeah, who did Temple City beat? Glendora? Please.
BS, man.
So, they haven't had a good player at Temple City since Desmond Reed. So, right now, you can go online. Desmond Reed, by the way, the Earl Campbell of Temple City, what Earl Campbell is to Tyler. Online and vote for Layla Cates.
Rio Hondo League, whatever.
Yeah, please.
Give me a break.
Continue the crusade of the Crusaders and take Istanbul back with Village Christian for Southern California Girls Athlete of the Week. I guess the girl from Temple City and some girl from Yucaipa have been
they're running away with
pumping the votes all night. But they don't have the power of Great Sports Talk. When is voting over?
Great Sports Talk.
The 23rd at midnight.
Just call Pantone. Yes, I got Pantone in here. They're in the voting center. And all they're doing all day is just clicking Turner.
They're printing Layla Cates t-shirts.
Turner. Turner. Would you guys stop trashing Pantone? They're our vote center.
Yeah, not anymore.
That was the original out in Boston.
That's not the original.
That's not the original, man.
Congratulations to Layla Cage.
Yeah, Layla.
So not only are you supposed to record the 8 keywords so you can win tickets, but we also need you to go on Twitter and vote Layla Cage.
Chop wood, carry water.
Because you know what? I'll be goddamned if Vista Marietta or Ucaipa are going to step on Great Sports Talk and the crusade of taking back the East for the West. Yes?
Yeah.
Well, I support her, but I don't want her winning.
What about Emmy Sverduk? No, that's Long Beach Wilson, so...
Sverduksen?
One under 69 in her round of golf.
She didn't even break a sweat. Layla Cates was out there getting hit with people's sticks. Freaking war out there against Marietta. Sue Cravens tried to tackle her once.
You know, the thing is, it's tough. You got all these sports going at once. Some of these should be fall sports. Look at Kaylee Byron out of Rosary. They're playing basketball right now, and she averaged 24, 7, and 7.
That's a hell of a line.
Right?
But it's still no 7 goals and an assist to Ruby. And Ruby's got one leg. That was not an easy assist. Ruby's hurt. We'll be back with more PMS. We got your Dead and Alive Guy birthday of the day, and then we'll get you to the salty Adam Oslin for Clips Memphis.
Ouch! What was that?
This isn't a joke.
Petros and Money. Available on the free iHeartRadio app. Now.
We got Clippers tonight. And if you can't sleep, if you still got that Coach Lou energy, don't worry. The salty A, fully functional employee Adam, is headed your way next.
Fully functional employee.
Follow Adam A. on Twitter. There is no better live tweeting Clipper entity.
Running diary during a Clipper game.
You might think
he's
it's
your guy.
Farbod or Booha.
Nope.
It ain't.
Nope and no.
Your dead guy birthday of the day today, Matt. Irish Mexican hero and honorary Greek American Anthony Quinn. He broke into acting in the 30s and 40s. Passionate ethnic characters, Matt Quinn played. He even played a sympathetic crazy horse, and we are your crazy horse monument show of record.
That's the truth.
That was in They Died with Their Boots On with Errol Flynn. He won an Oscar for 1952's Viva Zapata. Lawrence of Arabia in 62, Guns of Navarone 61. That's this music. I mean, what do you want, Matt? We did an Anthony Quinn movie for the Noir Report, The Naked Street. 1955, if you remember, Anne Bancroft in it.
I do like naked streets more than fully clothed.
I like all my streets naked.
Love them.
He painted and he wrote. We have an original self-portrait of Anthony Quinn that my father used to be on display at the restaurant.
Man, wow, man, freaked out.
And now it's either at my dad's office or at the house or locked away somewhere. Now, here is Anthony Quinn in Zorba the Greek.
Your friend in there will be looking for you. Incidentally, you never told me. Are you married?
Am I not a man? And is not a man stupid? I'm a man. So, I'm married. Wife, children, house, everything. The full catastrophe.
Yes, Anthony Quinn, ladies and gentlemen. The full catastrophe. Died at 86, Matt. You could say a colorful life with the ladies. Two kids with his wife slash secretary at the very end.
Okay.
The very beginning, he was married to Cecil B. DeMille's adopted daughter. Cheated on her with a costume designer. Married her. Had three kids with her.
Seemed like you really liked the work romance.
Yeah, the showmance.
Yes. Don't fish off the company pier, folks.
He had a child die in a pond.
Well, that's terrible.
Yeah, drowned. W.C. Fields Pond.
That's terrible.
Yes. All right, Matt, you got the alive guy?
Well, interesting you went with a fighter, because I'm going with a fighter. Happy 70th to Tony Danza. Taxi, one of the world's all-time great sitcoms. His character, Tony, was pretty much, not even pretty much, Joey from Friends desperately tried to recreate the Tony character
The dumb, taxes. Good-looking, young Italian type?
Yeah, just gullible, dumb, sort of tough guy, look, machismo. Hey,
Chachi came and made a whole career out of it, too.
Give me the clip real quick, Cates, before you bring back that beautiful taxi theme.
When old Chachi came at it with the Bayo angle,
right?
I'll take Tony's Aunt Danza's dumb Italian
any day.
Long before Bayo.
You know, even if it wasn't my shirt, man, I couldn't have done it anyway. I mean, it's like you said. A guy can do what he can do, and he can't do what he can't do. So if a guy doesn't do what he can't do, what are you going to do?
There you go. You would set your appointment on taxi coming on at 9 p.m. on a Wednesday.
I could see why you reject so full-heartedly the
Big Bang Theory.
Chuck Lorre, yes. Platform sitcom.
It's thinking man's TV here, taxi. The role he played, slow-witted Vietnam vet who had his boxing license taken away because he was knocked out one too many times. That was his character on Taxi. Of course, 8 seasons, 196 episodes was Who's the Boss? That was next, a monster. He was nominated for 10 Emmys, 5 Golden Globes. He won one of each. Continues in syndication worldwide today. $40 million because of Who's the Boss syndication. I guess it's giant internationally, still, to this day. Happy 70th, Tony Danza.
Oh, I only hope to hear more about this at Scam tomorrow.
Right?
6 a.m. Gates and Sacks in the AM.
Win that 6-pack of Dodger tickets, too.
We'll be back tomorrow at 3. Good night, everybody. Clippers coming up next.
The LA Clippers, the UCLA Bruins, LA Dodgers baseball.
AM 570, LA Sports.
LA's best sports talk.
No doubt. BJ's Restaurant and Brew House.